And welcome. It is Thursday, May 13th, 2021. This is Light Body Masterclass number 9. It looks like what's coming on board is a system that, probably an old system that has been upgraded. And this is part of the lymph system. So just to recap a little bit about the lymphatic system, this teaching will be a continuation of the bone marrow work that we've been doing and taking that a step further in the bones. The thymus and the bone marrow are the primary lymphoid organs. And they're involved in the production of early clonal lymphocyte tissue. Bone marrow is responsible for the creation of T cells and the production and the maturation of B cells. So from the bone marrow, B cells immediately join the circulatory system and travel to the secondary lymphoid organs in search of pathogens. T cells, on the other hand, travel from the bone marrow to the thymus, where they develop further. So mature T cells join B cells in search of pathogens. And that's a lot of the process of the lymph system, or the lymph process, or the apoptosis process that they're involved in. There's also higher functions of this lymphatic system that's coming online. Our lymph system is involved in destroying the microorganisms and the foreign substances. But there's also an aspect of the lymphatic system called the meningeal lymphatic vessels and the meningeal network. I put some photos up on the Telegraph page about this part of the lymphatic system, which is still being discovered what it actually does. We know that the meningeal lymphatics are responsible for draining immune cells and the small molecules and part of the central nervous system, the cerebral spinal fluid and the interstitial fluid, but it's not really known extensively what this system, all that it's doing and its role in the nervous, the relationship with the immune and the nervous system. So the work today with the Solar Rishi, they want to fortify this network, the lymphatic vessels that are surrounding our head and our neck, primarily overriding and upgrading this part of our body. It has a number of effects, but one being it will calm the nervous system to fortify and handle a lot of the emotional assaults that we are having to deal with. And the amount of them, we're having to deal with so many emotional news, shocking news that's typically would take us a lot of time to recover from and to process. And also, our bodies are also processing high levels of physical toxins as well from a variety of forms. This is another reason why we're being fortified. This system is being fortified today. Another thing that this system evidently does is that it fortifies the thought forms related to the detrimental thought forms associated with the fear of the physical toxins, you know, around us now, with the injection of toxins or what they could be doing to us. Uranus was indicating that our mental process around and fear around what possibly the shedding or the injection toxins, injected toxins could do, was actually could be more detrimental than the actual toxins itself, as far as neutralizing them. We're going to look at this process in our body, and we'll do this. I think the best way to do that is in meditation, when we're all on the inside of our bodies, and we can use some of the tools that we've been given. We're going to use our movie screen and the heart. We're going to employ the bone marrow techniques that we have been getting before, and the other concept I wanted to share was some of the information coming in, the instruction sets that are coming in from the Solar Rishi. Now, I'm going to explain it very simply. I'm sure it's more complicated than this, but this is how the pictures of how I was shown of the current instruction sets being delivered. And it was a series of sieves, you know, like when you're playing in the sandbox and you have a sieve. I think of a plastic one as you're sifting the sand. What's coming up is with the bigger rocks or stones or pebbles, and you're finding them. So there has been, in these instruction sets that are coming in, there's these series of sieves. Imagine a sieve that's being used for the mind, one for the body, and one for the emotions. And at one level, you could be focusing on the sieve, what your body is catching as far as densities. Like you could be really feeling different density. I'm going to say nuggets, you know, that the sieve is catching. Mentally is probably what most are feeling, is the sieve as thoughts are being able to drop right through them. They don't have the anchor. They don't have we're sifting out a lot of mental thoughts. And the ones that are going through are releasing the attachments to these big ones, which will create these patterns that we don't remember, or we lost our thoughts, right? Because we're kind of teasing out and refining a way that we learned, in the way that we connected, and we attach different thoughts to different things and to different emotions. So that we can watch this in the field when we're talking, for example, to people, and they all of a sudden they drop their thought, you know, like, okay, I'll catch that later, right? Because a piece of that may have gone through and another through the sieve, and another piece didn't. So that will be the most easy to notice, they say, that the instruction set kind of beginning to filter out some of the mind thoughts. And there's also one on the emotional pathway, that we're using a sieve for emotions. And this, that means, imagine that the rocks that are going to gather, that we're going to catch in the sieve, are emotional complexes, that all of the things that we're catching in the sieve need to get out of the body. You know, they're too big. They're of a molecular dimension, density or toxicity that's no longer going to work with a light body. It's just too coarse. it won't integrate. These are the processes that are occurring, you know, as we're embodying our light body. They said that you could actually imagine a progress bar as if the progress bar was your light body integrated with your physical body. And you can begin to see where you are on the calibration, you know, as it's coming on board. He was showing us that we've done a lot of work. We're not halfway there, more like 22%. But this calibration that we can have, and the rate and the speed at which we're employing the light body coming on, we can have greater control. Like, we can decide our bandwidth and how fast this is coming on, the speed of our modem, so to speak. And so these tools that we're being given are to allow us, if we choose, to be conscious of this onboarding process of the light body. Playing with this idea of a sieve, which we'll go back to, seems to be the theme here of what are we going to do with these large obstructions that we got? And how do we dissolve them and rid them from our body? We're going to get some ways and how to do this removal process. But let's first decide what level that you want to work with, which sieve you want to work with. They recommend that if you're capable of working on the emotional sieve, that would probably be the easiest, because the subsequent mental and physical, you wouldn't have to focus on that. You could focus on the overarching emotional pathway, you know, and get a lot of things that would take care of the other two. Even though that the emotional degree of difficulty is going to be harder to catch, you know, it's going to be harder to really see the whole emotional pebble or rock or all that it is. But if we can work on the emotional rocks, that would be probably the fastest approach. And so you have choice there as a way of filtering out a lot of these obstructions in your body. And the other thing we have choice about is how to eliminate them. The method that we're going to, once we did discern them, discover them, identify them, what are the removal avenues? You're not limited to these, but here's what I was shared. Was that you can decree them out with your decree, with your voice, with your intention. If you've discovered them and you see them, you can in that moment decree them. I decree in your power of your alignment and your discernment, you can decree them out of your body and dissolve them. You can eliminate them through the waters of your being and choose to empty them in your wastewater. You could also breathe them out. Choose to do some very conscious, deep breathing and have a lot of this broken up with the power and the intention and the equanimity of your breath and the rhythm of your breath. And fourth, you can do it in the bone marrow. This is a more precise way and a more etheric surgeon way, but it might be more complete, and it would be probably a faster way to break up these, we'll call them pebbles. We only did this once, I think. We went into the process of the bone marrow, we went into the sanctuary of our hearts, and we were able to take a nice reclined seat and pop up our movie screen. And this screen was a screen of a particular process that was happening on the inside of our body, in our physical body. It was like, you know, that the magic school bus, as the magic school bus goes in and decides what's happening, or, you know, views what's happening on the body. This screen is something that you direct with your intention. How deep and at what magnitude and what nano magnification that you're going to view the processes in your body. And they recommend to go and get comfortable with going now in your cellular movie, going into the marrow of your bones where the crystalline matrix and the new cells are being birthed and coming forth, and be very much your own creator in this process, and be very conscious of this process. This alignment, because you'll get really good as you begin to direct the screen where you want to go, where you want to look at, you know, and how carefully you want to watch these new cells come on board, these new crystalline cells. It's right here where you program them. And you can program them to dissolve these chunks, these pebbles of density. You can stay here, or you can go even a little more precise and zoom in even more to this process. It's a process of how on board do you want, or how conscious do you want to be in this process? You know, how command of what it's occurring on the interior and in these cellular levels and this cleanup process. You'll get lots of information at each level, but you can decide this is your creation, this is your body. And your removal process on the molecular level to be involved in this process. You're ultimately being able to create this relationship of, this new relationship will be very effective in knowing what is happening on your body and what needs to happen and what can happen with your consciousness. You know, how you can work on correcting this when you see things that are ready to come out. In your command mode, now you're watching this movie, you've zoomed in to the degree that you want to view it, the production of the marrow cells and their creation in your new silicate matrix. You're going to program them to clean up the dense pieces, rock structures in your body. And you're going to use any number of methods depending on what you want to do and what you are drawn to. You will soon have mastery of all of these methods, but in the beginning, you can just pick a method. Those that like to visualize and work with your visual acuity and creativity, you can visualize this happening and being programmed with you're going to be programming these cells with sound, or could do it with your words. You could do it with humming, the intention and the feeling here. This is one method to be setting the tone, the vibration of gratitude, awe. These new cells having an easy time moving into the body, programming them to be removal, for removal functions. You could also use music or allow these the whole process to vibrate a frequency from whatever source you want. You could have merge it with, you know, the high frequencies of the whales. You could bring in the a higher frequency of the solar rishi to ask for assistance here in the frequency in which you want to have these new cells working. So you're going to feel into becoming mastery of a particular process here. Another way you could work with intending to program these new cells is with light. You could see each of them coming on as a new a plasma rainbow color, and that color, which has also a vibratory quality and a sound quality as well. You know, you're going to create what method of creation as you're creating your body, really. You know, you're doing it at the rate and the spin and the speed which you're comfortable with, cleaning this process up of the density, getting your light body on board. So if you want to choose rainbow plasma light frequencies, setting different beautiful exquisite colors into these bone marrow onboarding cells, you could do it that way. And at some point, you'll also may be seeing that you can speed up this process. You can begin to move, or your light body may be encouraging you to do this at a speed of processing that you're not used to, almost closer to more of a speed of light. And you know, you can definitely slow down this speed, but you can also increase the speed, you know, and find your level of mastery here in working with these really fundamental frequencies and atomic level processes that you're learning to create. It makes sense to create, you know, when you're beginning to create at this subatomic level with the new light frequencies, that, you know, one, you're the solar rishi are right beside you at all the time. They're the ones that are delivering this message. They're going to be on board and with you as you work with this, to be with you, and, you know, kind of like a sandbox, so you're not going to get hurt. We're protected, you know, that we're going to be very safeguarded in this process as it's coming on board. But they are encouraging us to begin to understand that the speed at which this occurs when you are working in your light body, it processes like this. The tuning happens very quickly, and we might not be that familiar with working and doing things at that speed, but that will increase. And we don't, you know, you can, of course, slow it down, just like you can zoom in and zoom out to the level that you want to see what's happening in that bone marrow as these new cells are being birthed. You can also use your light body to dial the speed at which the processing is happening to break up. And this is all the eventual result of this work, is that it will be like these pebbles or rocks in these sieves that you've collected now are at a molecular level to be eliminated through whatever your chosen elimination process is, and that it will happen rather quickly. So it is designed for this to happen as quickly as you can conceive of it, but also have the modulation to work in your what feels comfortable for you as it's coming on board. So this is, we're working with self-mastery here and deciding and working with your body at this level. So I'm just going to take a moment of silence and just transition into a meditation. Let's just enter our interior space in gratitude and thanks. Let's go ahead and acknowledge and give thanks to the whales that are here with us today. Feeling into our heart. Sending our heart note now in unison. Let's take a moment to welcome the Emerald Order, the Solar Rishi, of course, the Essene families, and Ra, and all of that is aligned to the law of one, restoring our galactic alignment as we restore our alignment in our own hearts. We facilitate our planetary alignment and our return. To divine source light. Go ahead and feel your heartbeat. and soften your breath. A lot of our focus now and to the solstice will be on the physical body process. It won't always be the case. However, what is happening physically in your body will be the focus. We are preparing and establishing as many channels of light into the body to fortify your changing bodies, for you to hold this light so you can hold the awareness and the consciousness of the magnitude of change that is happening on the many levels occurring, even if you're not focusing on a particular opening hub or portal of the planet. You have a corresponding body part that feels that. And so take a deep breath. And let us just smooth out everything with our breath. Smoothing out.